Hello? Oh, hi, Yoka. How's everything going in the Netherlands? Oh, that's great to hear. Has it snowed there yet? Okay. You know, I have an inkling that it's gonna snow here one of these days in Canada. I just have that inkling. Oh, hey, Yoka. I see some people spying on me. Better run and talk to these people. They look like they're wanting my attention. So, all right. Have a great day in the Netherlands. Thanks for the call. All right, take care. Bye. Hey guys. Didn't see you guys spying on me there. That was a bit startling. I was just talking to my friend Yoka, who lives in the Netherlands, and then I saw you guys. Hear some noises coming from that big pole. Can you hear that, like, electric noise? Zzz. Sounds like something's frying up there. The word fry, sometimes we use that for electrical noises, like the zzz. If you get shocked, if you put your fingers in an outlet, you can get shocked, right? And it might make that noise. Zzz. You might get fried. Don't get fried, guys. So I was just telling my friend Yoka that I have an inkling that it might snow here one of these days in Canada. You know, usually in Canada it snows September or October. Right now it's already well into October. We're already past the first week in October, so it's gonna snow for sure one of these days, guys. So, inkling. What does that mean? Do you know what that word means? Inkling. If you have an inkling, that means you kind of have a gut feeling, right? This is your gut. Sometimes you have a feeling here in your gut, right? You can say that's your gut feeling. You have an inkling. Car coming there. Better cross these train tracks. Look at that. We're approaching some train tracks. Any trains? Nope. It doesn't look like any trains coming. All right, I'm good to cross. So, inkling. If you have an inkling, that means you just have that sense. Kind of... Canadian drivers. Unbelievable. So, look at this. So, this, you know, the train tracks are there, right? And then it says look, listen, and live.ca. I guess it's a website. Someone crossed out them. So I guess they don't want you to look, listen, and live. That's funny. I should just cross, and if I get hit by a train, then I can sue them. I can say, look, there was no sign saying that because they crossed it out, right? Anyway. So let's just keep walking here and okay, so inkling, gut feeling, right? Sometimes also you hear people talk about a sixth sense. I have a sixth sense. The construction worker is ruining my video. All these noises, frying wires, construction workers. Okay, so a sixth sense. Have you ever heard that? Actually, there's a movie called The Sixth Sense. Can you pronounce that word? Sixth. Sixth. Very often, that's a hard sound. People have a hard time pronouncing it. Let me know in the comments if you can pronounce that. Smash like if you guys can pronounce that sound. Sixth. I can't even say now. Sixth. Sixth. Okay, no. Sixth. But then there can also be the word sixths with an S. Like if you say 5/6, you know, it's like 3/4, right? If we're measuring a cup of let's say you're making some cookies or something, and the recipe calls for almost a full cup of, let's say, sugar, it might say 5/6 of a cup of sugar. That's a very hard sound to pronounce, guys. 5/6. So let me know if you can pronounce that. So what I would just said the sixth sense, that's without the last S, sixth sense. That movie, anyway, it's I think it's a scary movie, but it's the word sixth sense means like when you just have that feeling, right? Because there we have five senses. That's what people say, right? Touch, eyesight. That's okay, that's two. Let me count. Okay, so let's start with eyesight. Eyes, ears, hearing, right? Hearing, smell, taste, touch. And then people talk about the sixth sense. That's like kind of just mysterious, right? So, hey guys, look at that nice Canada flag and those people's on those people's porch there. That's awesome. So, if you have an inkling, that means you kind of have that feeling. You know, sometimes people actually say that when their loved one passed away, the day their loved one passed away, they had a sixth sense or they had an inkling that something bad was going to happen that day. Very often you hear that, right? Like, you know, let's imagine someone's family member gets into a car accident and dies. Then that person, at that moment, the person might have a kind of a strange feeling, an inkling that something's wrong. Something is wrong. But they don't really know what it is. And then later they find out that the person got killed in a car accident. And then they remember, oh yeah, at that moment, I just knew something bad was going to happen today. They had that inkling. Okay, so that's what the word inkling means. Guys, there's a lot of smoke in the air here. It's just kind of really desolate looking. I mean, just look at this. Can you see the smoke in the air? It's very obvious smelling it. There's a lot of smoke. You know, here in Canada, there are so many forest fires all the time. But anyway, yeah, everything just kind of looks a bit bleak, doesn't it? Just look at this, like, surroundings. It's, I don't know. It's kind of cold. It's getting chilly. I have an inkling it's going to snow one of these days. Hopefully the forest fire smoke clears up and, yeah. Anyway, that's your word for today. Inkling. Let me know, did you know that word or did you not know it? So I just want to say thank you guys for joining me in this video. You know, hopefully you learn these new words. You know, a lot of people let me know down in the comments. They say, Mark, thank you for always teaching us new things. And I really try to teach you guys stuff that you won't know. So let me know, did you know this word or did you not? I hope you learned something new from this video. Thank you guys for all your nice comments. I really appreciate it. Thank you for always smashing like. And just give you a shot here of beautiful Canadian River. Look at that. Wow. Isn't that nice? So, hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are in the Netherlands or anywhere else around the world. I love you guys so much. So I really love making these videos and just hanging out with you. Thank you for hanging out with me. And try not to drown in this river. But I'll just walk to the edge and then I'll bid you farewell from this river. Wow, this is a steep cliff. Yikes, guys, it just drops right off. Better not fall in there. I bet that water is freezing cold. Yeah, that's gonna be so cold in there. Wow. Anyway, welcome to the Canadian wilderness, my friends. Happy October. Stay happy, stay safe, stay healthy wherever you are. God bless you guys, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.